From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, fire crews are working to contain a wildfire in Wharton State Forest, Burlington, and Camden counties, which began this morning. So far, it's burned over 300 acres, and it's 40% contained. Jackson Road was closed, and the Goshen Campground evacuated and shut down as well. The White House is monitoring tense pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses around the country. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates condemned what he calls alarming rhetoric at some student demonstrations.
While every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous, and they have no place on any college campus.
Protests against Israel at various universities, including Columbia, Yale, and NYU have escalated in recent days, prompting accusations of anti-Semitism. With the observance of Passover, many schools have moved to virtual learning. A 30-year-old Camden County man is arrested after a crash in Atlantic County that killed a new mother.
Voorhees resident Stephen Surge is charged with second-degree vehicular homicide in the death of 29-year-old state social worker Karina Castillo. On the afternoon of April 3rd, investigators say Surge was speeding along the Black Horse Pike when his Chevy Equinox struck a Honda Civic driven by Castillo. Police previously said the Civic careened into oncoming traffic. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An extra 4 million salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay. The rule announced by the Department of Labor changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible. It'll be implemented in January. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu says that the move will restore the promise that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid for that time. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Just how much will we cool down tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be breezy through the evening hours, but that'll diminish into the overnight. It'll turn out clear and colder. Some areas of frost will develop inland, even a freeze in some of the coldest spots. Lows will be mostly in the mid to upper 30s, but closer to 30 in the coldest spots in the northwest hills. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow. A cooler day. Highs 55 to 60, closer to 50 at the shore. Clear and chilly again tomorrow night with areas of frost. Lows in the 30s, and a good deal of sunshine Friday. Highs in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It is 54 degrees in Sussex, 65 degrees in Trenton, 66 degrees Egg Harbor Township. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Guaranteed Service for a limited time tune-up. Your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed. And by Brock Farms. Spring is sprung. Brock Farms blooms with everything you need for your turf and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold, or Route 34 in Colts Neck.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.